Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I will say it seemed like the booing helped. He finally hit a home run. Javi Baez, baby. And you see, he held up his hand to his ear like, I hear you. Say what?
It's hard not to hear him.
Come on, Detroit. We can get this guy back. Just boo his ass mercilessly. It's
Come
great.
Come on, man. Be negative all the time.
It's a reverse Trey Turner. I want him to be successful. I do. I promise.
And you wonder what Jared Goff's talking about.
You know what? For the sake of not being overly negative, we're going to push the Pistons back a little bit. We will talk about them today. Chris Villar, I feel
it's
like...
It's over.
It's finally over. I guess that's a positive.
Yes.
Poor Chris Villari. Worked enough games. Hazard pay probably in order.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little Pistons today. We are going to get to the Red Wings in my Saturday night. Little Tigers, little Masters. Busy Monday. We start with who's not here. You hear John's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Costa, John Jansen. No Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass.
Heather, a Monday?
So here's the deal. We've done this for all of us. When you're sick, we raise the question.
Yeah,
I think Heather's under suspicion of fraudulent activity.
Well, for you, it was
the Friday of March Madness,
yeah. And for me, it was opening day of Tigers baseball, mm-hmm. and they happen to be out of town.
Yeah,
and for Heather, it's just simply a Monday.
But here's what's odd to me: she expressed to us off air that she wasn't feeling well in the middle of last week. I think about Wednesday, if my recollection's right.
Yeah.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm starting to get a little bit. You know, kids are getting sick. I don't want to get you guys sick, but I'm feeling okay. And she came into work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And that's important. Because if there's ever a day you could just cop out, it'd be Friday. But she was here Friday. Another 2 days go by.
What was the weather Friday? It was raining, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was kind of nasty.
And as the weather perks up, you want an extended weekend. You planted the seed the week before.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm out Monday.
Oh, her prep was tremendous. I mean, it was a Wednesday. It was, you know, I got a little scratchy throat. And then.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. That was actually Heather. that was Heather when she called us last night on a conference call. But then Thursday it was, you could kind of tell that maybe there was an increased cough. Friday, a couple of more symptoms that she was, but then when she talked, in terms of her news, like there was nothing. She was fine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, okay, Wednesday, yeah, it's rainy. Oh, man. Friday. And then Saturday, it was sunny, but it was windy and kind of cool. Yesterday, 75 and sunny. Today, 71 and sunny.
And is there an argument? Early show poll question, just something in the background. Is there an argument Monday the better day to be sick than Friday? Think about it. You come back on Tuesday. It's already a short week. There's no Sunday scaries. No, I got to get up early on a Monday. You enjoy your Sunday to the fullest knowing you sleep in Monday. You got all day Monday. Is there an argument Monday's the better day to be sick than Friday?
I don't know, because if you're sick on Friday, like that's an unforeseen bonus. You didn't see that one coming, and all of a sudden, instead of the, you know, as long as you make that call, which she did yesterday before she did her, you know, the work for the following day. Now, you'd hate to do the work for the following day, and then all of a sudden you wake up sick, and it's hard to make that call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Gov.
Greg, for the purpose of this poll, if you haven't already
put it up,
put sick in parentheses. Because I don't know that she's sick.
Quotation marks.
Or yes. Yeah. Quotation marks. Excuse me. Because, John, you're saying, you know, if you know you're, quote, sick.
Right.
Quote. I think it's Monday. I think you'd rather miss Monday.
So I would kind of disagree. Okay. Yeah, but it's that bonus that as long as you haven't done your work Thursday in preparation for Friday.
Right. Well, you haven't because you're planning on being sick.
So, so that's the thing. If you've already done the work, then just come in and get to the weekend, and then Monday becomes the better option. And now it then becomes if you are planning this ahead of time. Well, I need to take a day, and it was a Friday or it was a Monday. Then it becomes a little weather dependent.
I think this is job specific. I think for our job, it's actually better to take Friday.
Yeah.
Because then basically, first off, Monday's the easiest show of the week a lot of times. Mm-hmm. We're actually talking Pistons today because we got so much content.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not that hard to do prep the night before. It's to me, it's just easier. Now, the other side of that is there might be nothing I dread more in life than doing prep on Sundays. When there's that looming thing, I know it's easy to a degree, but you're kind of sitting there. It makes you start thinking about work. It's kind of like going back to school as a kid.
Yep.
It's there's that, like, Carson Anderson could get away with doing prep this morning. We're not doing prep at 3 a.m.
No, but here's the thing, especially if there's, like, at this time of the year, there's a Tigers game. I'm going to sit down, watch the Tigers game, and start putting some notes together. And it's Sunday for me is the easiest prep, as you mentioned, because you have anything that happened on Friday after 10:01 a.m., then you have Saturday and Sunday. There's a lot of content, and I basically do my prep throughout the week. I think of a topic or something, and I'll text it to myself. And then I just go back on Sunday and be like, okay, well, how many texts did I give myself and the different topics? And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm watching a Tigers game and I'm doing the prep. Like, it's, to me, it's kind of like stealing. That's why I don't want to take Monday off. I think it's a great point. Monday is a loaded content show. By the time you get to Friday, unless you have, you know, big games coming up this weekend, which we did with the Red Wings and your Independence Day, it was... It was an opportunity that you're less on the content on Friday than you are on Monday.
I want to see where people vote. So we'll have that up on Twitter. People can vote the day you'd rather be sick for, air quotes, a Friday or a Monday. No, Heather, today. That's a factor. That's a factor. Speaking of my Independence Day, as you put it, we'll get to it 6:18, my Saturday night. The Red Wings and the situation they find themselves in this morning. Pretty decent shot to get in the playoffs. We'll talk about it. You want positivity, John? The Tigers split over the weekend.
That's positive?
That's positive because they were staring a 1-3.
Bad Twins team.
I know. They were staring down a 1-3 possibility on Sunday before scratching and clawing and fighting and salvaging the series.
Just giving you a hard time on it. It's a semantics argument that I like to have. I get into every once in a while.
Words
I get
matter.
Something
stuck. I know.
But yeah, I mean, going, you know, and tying a series is
for this.
And
team?
Again, this one's kind of lost because you don't have a sister, do you?
I don't.
Oh. It's kind of like kissing your sister. I don't have a sister either.
Or sleeping with your sister. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk Red Wings coming up next. Masters later this hour. Pistons, it's all coming up 97.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.